I want to thank each and every one of you for humbling yourself before God, and also for being open to being people of prayer. This is a house of prayer, first of all. In fact, without prayer, we could do nothing else. That's really the starting point. In Scripture, we understand that Jesus prayed before he had entered into a next major section of his ministry, or prayed whenever he was seeking discernment from his Heavenly Father, or he prayed at times of trial or testing. We're going to hear about one of those times in the Scripture passage this morning. Therefore, in all those times that we face as well, since we've taken on his name, and since we seek to follow how Jesus leads us, we understand that prayer is a gift that God has given us. We use prayers in all sorts of ways, certainly, no question about it. And this morning, we come together because prayer is what built this place, what continues to build us as the body of Christ, but also what informs us in how God seeks for us to continue on the journey. I don't know if you've ever had the feeling in your life, I wonder what God wants me to do next. Or I wonder what's coming up next. Or I wonder what's going to happen. We understand that it isn't simply us praying and then God speaks and gives us all the answers that we seek or want or expect. It is us praying that allows God to continue to churn inside of us, and us praying in a way of humility. The scripture passage for this past Ash Wednesday, one of the passages, has Jesus describing prayer not as a way of putting the spotlight on ourselves, but rather putting the spotlight on God. A way of understanding that God is already at work. We are called to listen. We are called to receive that grace of God. So prayer is very, very much an act of grace, a powerful working of God in our lives, and we don't need to be eloquent in prayer. We can also be angry with God. We can yell at God. We can be frustrated. We can even be petulant. I don't know if you've ever been petulant in prayer. Just said, well, God, I'm mad and I'm not happy. And God looks at us and says, I still love you. Even though you're acting like a little snot, I still love you. Can I say that in church? I guess I already did, huh? I already did. I'm sorry. I apologize. I still love you. That's the continual message of God. And I don't know where we lose that. I don't know where we forget it. But you're going to remember it. You're going to hear it today. Be reminded. That's how God works.